Back to the book of Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, and chapter number 8. Going to continue our study here out of the Gospel of Matthew, and chapter number 8. For those that were here on Wednesday evening, we looked in verses 19 down through verse number 22, and we give the fold on, so you want to follow Jesus, and we find that there's two men here, and we find that there was some questions asked, and we see that Jesus deals with some different things. Certainly not going to go back and preach that this morning, but you'll find in verse number 18, the Bible says, "Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side." And then we see the two men, and we see the questions that come up. And then we go down to verse number 23 through verses 27, and we find that, of course, Jesus and the disciples that are following him at this particular time, they enter in to a ship. And we see, of course, and we've certainly taught and preached on these verses before, I believe, out of the Gospel of Mark. We preached certainly back a few years ago, "Don't abandon the ship." And as I was looking at it and thinking about it, the Lord impressed upon my heart some thoughts out of these verses this morning. Because you may be here, and you may be going through a storm today. I don't know. The Lord does, though, if you're going through a storm in your life. Certainly the Lord knows, and if you're not, then it's probably not going to be too long. Somewhere down the road you're going to be. And so we see some things here that I pray that God will help us with. The Lord's given me a little bit different direction as far as the way we'll present this and preach this morning. It's the living word of God, and I'm glad God knows how to speak to our hearts, certainly for the particular hour that we've come to this morning. And so I want you to think about this thought right before we read the text this morning. It's just simply this. What are you going to do when the going gets rough? When the going gets rough, because somewhere along life's way, the going, it's going to get rough. It's going to get rough, even for those that are saved today, and I would say for those that are not saved, it's going to get rough for you, but it'll be a whole lot rougher, amen? But I want you to notice today, when the going gets rough, when the going gets rough, I'm going to ask you to stand this morning, out of the reverence of the reading of the Word of God, if you're able to stand today, and if you're not, that's certainly okay. Verses 23 down through verse number 27, the Bible says, "And when he was entered into a ship," notice, "his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep." And verse 25 says, "And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish." And then verse 26, "And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? And then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" May the Lord add his richest blessings to the reading of the precious word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in your presence again, once again today, Father, to thank you, Lord, for another day on this side of eternity, to thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, to thank you for the privilege, Lord, you've allowed us to come back to your house this morning to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, we certainly thank you, Lord, for this Youth Sunday. We thank you for all of our young people, Lord, that have taken part in the services today, Lord, for the teaching of the Word of God, Lord, for the singing, and Lord, all that's been done, Lord, to lift up your name this morning, Father, I thank you for that. Now, Lord, we've come to the, Lord, the precious word of God once again this morning, Lord, in preaching time. Lord, I just pray now, Father, as your servant, that God, you would anoint me with fresh oil. God, I pray to anoint my heart and, Lord, my mind and my mouth, Lord, that I would say those things here, Lord, in this service this morning that need to be said. Lord, I don't know anybody's heart, don't know anybody's life today. I don't know what, Lord, some may be going through this morning, but, Lord, I'm glad that, Lord, you know all about us. Lord, you know our every need. And, Lord, you know everything that we might be going through. I just pray that, Lord, that you take this message. And, Lord, I pray that, God, you'd place it upon the hearts of the people, Lord, that are here this morning. God, I pray that you'd work, Lord, in our hearts and our lives. If there be one here today that, Lord's never trusted you as Savior, and, Lord, they've never come to the understanding, Lord, of their need of you, I pray, Lord, that through the message this morning, that, God, you would convict them. and draw them. And Lord, this very day, Lord, they would trust you as Savior. Maybe one grown cold and indifferent. Lord, I don't know. And Lord, maybe one going through, a very difficult valley this morning. God, I don't have any idea. But Lord, I do pray that you'd anoint me. I pray that you'd use me. And then I pray most of all that the Spirit of God, Lord, would open up ears and hearts, and Lord, we receive, Lord, that which you have for us here this morning. Lord, you do that work among us today, Lord, that only you can do. Thank you for this good number. And I pray now, Lord, help us to be attentive. And Lord, help us to respond now, Father, to your word and to the moving of your Spirit. And Lord, we'll thank you and we'll praise you. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. And thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. If you've been in church services any length of time at all, no doubt that you're familiar with these great verses of Scripture. But as Matthew is writing and we're following the ministry of the Lord Jesus, and again we find that these two men that, of course, he had questioned and talked with about following him, we see that he enters into a ship, and we see that there's some disciples that follow him onto the ship. And we see as they get out into the sea, we see that certainly a storm begins to arise. And certainly that's just like life today. Storms are going to come our way. And so this morning, the question that we probably need to ask ourselves is, what are we going to do when the going gets rough? As I said, unfortunately, in life there are going to be these times that we have to go through these things. Maybe that we don't understand the storms and all the things that come our way. But again, the question I believe that each of us needs to ask ourselves, what are we going to do when the going gets rough, when times get tough? Now, as we come to these verses, some may even criticize these disciples. And I thought about not only that, but even as we look at others, and they may be going through a particular storm or difficult time in their life, we may look at them and even question maybe some of the things that they are doing. But again, this morning, I pray that each of us would search our hearts and ask us, help us to certainly ask ourselves the question, what do we do or how do we act when the going gets rough? Now, as I've said many times about storms, we find as we study the Scriptures this morning, that sometimes that God, he sends the storm. And certainly I believe a lot of times as we study the Scriptures and we look in our own life, God sends the storm simply to teach us and to train us, certainly in some different aspects of life. I truly believe that this morning. And sometimes God allows the storms to come. I believe you could look at the life of Job and realize, of course, as Satan went before God, of course, we see that God allowed the storms to come into Job's life, not only to teach Job, but also to teach those around him about the great God that he was. And I don't have time this morning to get into the life of Job. But then we also know about storms this morning, that sometimes we create our own storms in life. And certainly, I guess we probably all, sometime or another, maybe been guilty of creating our own storms. But this morning, we don't want to focus so much upon the storms that may come our way, because again, they're going to come. Job himself said, man born of woman is but few days and full of trouble. The storms are going to come. But it's how we react when those storms come that can make the great difference. Now, I could say this morning, for those that have been saved any period of time at all, certainly when the storms come, we should have grown in our relationship with the person of Christ to where we handle the storm situation or the difficult times or the rough times maybe a little more maturely and a little differently. But even in that, sometimes we're just like these disciples. And so I want us to see some things here this morning, again, that I pray that will help us. If you're here today and you're going through the storm, I pray that you will yield your ears and your heart to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God this morning, and let Him help you. I'm glad you don't have to go through the storm alone. I'm glad there's somebody, hallelujah, that's going through the storm with us. And I've said it many times, and I want to say it again. I'm glad we go through the storm. Hallelujah. I'm glad we don't have to stay in those storms this morning.
going, but what do you do, or what will you do when the going gets rough? Now, I've got about three things that I want to share with you from these verses this morning. I pray will be a blessing and a help and a challenge to your heart here this morning. First of all, I want you to notice in our text verses, first of all this morning, I want you to notice as you look at these disciples, and these disciples are a picture, if you will, of you and I, because as we've studied many times before, a disciple is simply a pupil, a follower, a learner of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so they got on the ship with him. But I want you to notice, first of all, concerning the disciples, I want you to notice their failure. Their failure this morning. Now, before you jump on to me too quick, hold on just a minute. I want you to think about something this morning as we think about their failure. And I believe we see Jesus deals with that in these verses of Scripture. And so this morning I pray that certainly again that we would allow the Spirit of God to speak to us this morning, because as we think about their failure, and you say, well, preacher, what was their failure? Their failure was simply this: they forgot who was with them. They forgot who was on board with them. I want you to know something this morning, friend, that there's many times, and the reason I say their failure, and don't jump on me too quick this morning, is because I want you to be, certainly to be honest with you this morning as I stand here, that's been my failure many times, even in my Christian life. I forgot who I was on board with. I got my eyes on the circumstances. I got my eyes on the storm. I got my eyes on the things that were going on around me, and I forgot who I was on board with, who was on board with me. And so I see this morning that I believe there was a failure on their part. Now, Jesus has already told them, boys, we're going to the other side. And so this morning, hallelujah, I'm glad when God makes a promise, I'm glad He fulfills that promise. As I said, there's storms that come along in life. And friend, can I say today, if you do not know Christ as Savior, you're in the greatest storm of them all today. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about that storm of life, that storm of sin, that storm of separation from the one that loves you and died for you and rose again and wants to save you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank God. If you just cast your eyes upon Jesus this morning, if you just look His way today, if you get on board with Him, I'm glad, thank God, hallelujah, I'm glad He can calm that storm in your life today. And if you're going through the storm, I'm glad He can still speak, peace be still, to whatever you might be going through, to whatever you might be facing this morning. Now I'll tell you what, their failure, I see their failure, they forgot who they was on board with this morning. I see many times in my own life, as I've said, there's many times that I forgot who I was on board with or who was on board with me. So we see them. They're on the ship. And of course, you can go to the Gospel of Mark and the Gospel of Luke, and they also give us certainly some different perspectives about this particular time in the life of the Lord Jesus and His disciples. But I want you to notice in their failure, number one, they forgot the one who had called them. You say, well, preacher, God's not called me. Well, if you're saved this morning, He's called you. Hey, man, He's called you, first of all, from life, or from death unto life. I'm glad, thank God, for the one. Thank God on that Sunday morning when I was on that sea of life and my life was turned upside down and I didn't know what to do and I didn't know where to turn. I'm glad there was one greater than me. I'm glad there was one greater, thank God, than this world. They began to speak to my heart and speak to my soul. I'm glad this morning, thank God, for the one that has called me. Hallelujah. from sin unto salvation this morning has changed me and redeemed me. Thank God and give me the hope and the peace that I have in my heart this morning. Thank God for the one that is still in call, that is still calling today for those to come, hallelujah, and be saved by the good grace of God. He's still calling. He's still calling. He's still calling. Would you answer the call this morning? See, their failure was they forgot who was on board. Now, I realize they get shook up here and they remember, but man, in the midst of all that was going on, they forgot the one that they called him. If you go back and look at the verses of Scripture, Jesus begins to call these disciples, as you well know. He said, come follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. First of all, he calls us to salvation. Could I say, secondly, this morning, he calls us to service. There are some people say, well, he's not calling me to anything. Oh, yes, he is. If you're saved this morning, you have a responsibility to Christ. You have a responsibility to His Word. You have a responsibility to His work. I'm telling you, we have responsibility. God's calling us this morning to go out to this world and present the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so this morning, their failure, which I've already said has been my failure many times, is I got my eyes off on everything else and forgot about the one I was on board with. Has anybody else ever been guilty of that? I believe if we'd all be real honest before the Lord this morning, we've all been there. And listen, you might be right there this morning. Your life is turned upside. Listen, I don't know a thing about most of your lives, your home lives, your work, whatever. I don't know that. But God does. And you may come in here this morning all turned upside down, all sideways, and you come in and you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know where you're going to turn. I'm telling you what, if you're saved by the good grace of God, hallelujah, friend, I'm glad He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. I'm glad this morning, thank God, look to the one that has called you this morning, that has called you to come and follow Him today. I want you to notice in their failure not only did they forget about the one who had called them to follow Him. As we said, either in salvation or in service. Not only had they forgot the one who called them, but they forgot the one who had confirmed to them who He was. And you say, well, preacher, what do you mean? Think about these disciples now. We've been walking through these miracles. And I just happen to believe that these disciples, they heard the Sermon on the Mount, they heard all the wonderful teaching and the preaching, and then they begin to see Jesus touching these folks and healing these folks. I mean, He was confirming to them. Now listen, I'm glad that He came more. I'm glad He came to do more than just perform the miracles. Bible says He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And thank God for that this morning, Brother Lonnie. But He was confirming to those disciples who He was in performing those miracles. Even they, after seeing all those miracles, after being with Him and hearing the wonderful teaching, and listen, don't throw them under the bus too quick, but in their failure, they forgot not only the one that had called them, but the one that had confirmed to them just who He was. Boy, I've been just as guilty of that. Has God ever done anything in your life? You say, preacher, He's never performed a miracle in my life. Friend, if you're saved by the good grace of God, that's the greatest miracle that could have ever taken place in your heart, in your life. Think about, oh, hallelujah. Think about not only the salvation that you have and the salvation that you ought to be enjoying. Some of you don't look like you're enjoying it too much. So I'm just going to go ahead and enjoy it for you. Hallelujah. Thank God for salvation this morning. But not only has He confirmed to me through salvation, but every prayer that He's ever answered, every time that He's been there in the midnight hour, when I needed somebody to lean on, when I needed somebody to look to, when I needed somebody to lead me in the way. Oh, I'm glad this morning that time after time after time He's confirmed who He is this morning, my friend. So don't throw these disciples under the bus just yet. I'm just like those disciples. Boy, I got to study it and I got to looking at it and I got to meditating on it. And boy, sometimes we'll throw them under the bus. Boy, I find out, man, I can't find them out. I can't throw them under too far because I'm in front of them. Amen.
Right.
Their failure was this. They forgot who was on board. Now, you can sit there and stare at me like a calf staring at a new gate if you want to. But some of you have done the very same thing. And some of you might have come in here this morning. Listen, I ain't trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you. They forgot who had called them. They had forgot who had confirmed who he was. For some reason, people today have the idea that God just takes you out here somewhere and just lets you try to figure out your own way. God doesn't do that. Boy, I'm glad the day I got saved is something bigger than I was moved in here. I've not always listened to it. I've not always followed it like I should. But I'm glad, thank God, he's alive in my heart and my soul today. And I thank God for that. I thank God not only for his call to salvation and his call to service, but I thank him this morning for his confirmation of who he is today. If he's God enough to save me, if he's, hallelujah, if he's God enough to put me on the boat, he's God enough to get me to the other side. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to get there. I don't know how rough it's going to be. But what's he going to do when the going gets rough this morning? A lot of people throw up their hands and say, I'll just quit. Oh, how's that going to help you? If you're going to do that, let me tell you, let me ask, you just come back and tell me later how that worked out for you. I can promise you it ain't going to work good. Their failure. They forgot who was on board with them. Notice, not only did they forget the one that had called him, the one that had confirmed to them who he was, even through all of his miracles, but thirdly, I like it. I may not get another thing preached, but these three things right here. Hallelujah. Thank God they forgot the one who had charted their course. Woo, hallelujah. Thank God, aren't you glad for the one that's still charting the course. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm glad he's God enough to save me. I'm glad he's God enough to keep me. I'm glad he's God enough to chart the course of my life and take me where I need to go, do what he needs to do in my life. Listen, I'm glad he's still charting the course this morning. Amen. Preacher, what are you talking about? Boys, get up. We're going to the other side. He charted the course. Now listen, they didn't have to get on board with him. Matter of fact, as we look at those two men on Wednesday night, I'm just wondering whether they was on the boat or not. I don't know. Bible doesn't tell us. But Brother Jerry, they could either get on with him or they could just choose to stay behind. Could I say this morning, oh, this is good here. You say you're saved. You say you're right with God, but you don't really have to seem to have gotten on board where God's going or where God wants to take you. See, Jesus was going to learn, as we preached and looked at before through these verses of Scripture, Jesus is teaching these men valuable lessons that they're not going to learn anywhere else. I had to learn the hard way growing up, the things you learn the hard way you don't soon forget. Anybody else ever remember that? I must have liked that way because that's the way I seem to have learned everything. I know anybody else, there's probably nobody else here this morning like that, but bless your little old pea-picking heart this morning. But I look at my Christian life and Man, is God, after God saved me, God began to deal and work in my life. And certainly it's a growing process. It's a growing process. And it's a continue. And listen, I'm still in that growing process. God's still having to teach me and train me. Because you don't ever learn it all. And I can remember back over my Christian life, sometimes when the going got tough, got rough. Well, sometimes I didn't react like I should have. God, I don't understand why you got me here. God, I don't understand why I'm having to go through this. Now, you can look all spiritual this morning if you want to. But if some of you be honest before God this morning, you've been right there, and you may be right there this morning. God, I don't feel like I deserve this. Now, I know the rest of you have never said that. Oh, come on now. Let's get real. Get off your super spiritual road this morning. Take them wings off your back, a halo over your head. Because you ain't earned them nohow. Hey, man, preacher. Hey, man, that's right. You hadn't earned them nohow. You say, why's that, preacher? Because we deserve no good thing from him this morning. Man, if I got what I deserved this morning, I'd already be in hell or in jail or out on bail or headed that way. But I'm glad I didn't get what I deserved. I'm glad I got grace. I'm glad I got mercy. I'm glad I got forgiveness. I'm glad the God of the universe loved me enough to die for me. Hallelujah. And called me to salvation this morning. And confirmed in my heart that he was who he said he was. And then chart the course. I don't always understand the course. I don't understand sometimes what God's doing and where he's taking me. But I'm going to tell you, as long as I'm on board with him, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it, and you're going to make it this morning. Man, he'd already told them, you're going to the other side, boys. But then the storm comes, and their failure. They forgot who was on board. I've got to quickly move along with this morning. Not only do I see their failure in forgetting the one who had called them, the one who had confirmed, and the one who had charted the course, but I want you to see secondly this morning not only their failure, but then notice their fear. Now, I'm going to stand right here before you this morning and tell you, if I'd had been on board that ship, I'd have been scared too. Now, for some of you super spiritual people, I've not got there yet. You want to know why? Because we're still made up of this stuff right here. But instead of getting caught up in all this, we ought to remember the one that called us, confirmed us, and charted the course. But notice what failure brings. Failure to see the one that we're on board with will bring about fear. Now listen. I don't care how big and tough that you think you might be. There's something that strikes fear in your heart. I'll tell you what, preacher, I ain't afraid of nothing. Somebody comes and puts a 45 to your head and you hear the trigger come back, you'll be shaking in your boots too. Oh, preacher, that wouldn't scare me. I guarantee it didn't scare you so bad your knees would be locking. Because you've just entered into the realm of the unknown. See, a lot of these disciple boys were fishermen. This wasn't their first rodeo. Boy, sometimes we think, boy, we big, bad, tough. We got it all figured out. Then, the unknown comes knocking.
you get that news that you thought you'd never get. Oh, yes. Some of us have been there, Brother Archie. What are you going to do when times get rough? You say, well, that wouldn't scare me none. Well, you ought to be the first in the altar this morning for lying. Hey, man. Because all of us have some fears. Now, your fears may not be my fears. My fears may not be yours. But there's one thing about the old devil knows what they are. Huh? Oh, absolutely. And he'll do everything he can to get you off course and get me off course. That course that God's already charted for us. When the storm comes. I know I've said this many times and I'm going to say it again this morning and I've got to hurry to get on through, but I've always admired those folks that I've had to sit to and minister to. And they've got that kind of news, or they know the outcome's not going to be what they'd like for it to be. And they say, preacher, it's going to be all right. Yeah. Preacher, it's going to be all right. I'm a winner either way. Amen. What will you do when the going gets rough? When the sea is tossing you around? Listen, the boat was taking on more water than they could get out of it. But surprisingly, it didn't bother Jesus. Do you understand today, though, this world rocking and reeling and going back and forth, it ain't upsetting him one bit.
Man.
Huh? Why? Because he's God. Nothing catches him by... You think this storm caught him by surprise? Uh-uh. He's thinking... These old boys, they're going to learn something on this trip. I can just imagine sometimes some of the trips he takes me on. He ain't going to like it much, but I'm going to teach him some things. I'm thinking, Lord, I don't like this. But I'm always thankful for the lessons that there is to learn if we'll let him teach us. We see their failure. We see their fear. As I said, everyone has fears that they must deal with. We see their concern. And you too, as I've already said, we would have been concerned. In verse 24, we find that there arose a great tempest in the sea, so much that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him. They remembered him now. Hey, sometimes God sends a storm to get us in the place that we might remember some things. Notice their fear. I can just almost sense and hear the fear within her heart. The disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We perish. You ever felt like that? Lord, if you don't do something. Lord, if you don't do something, I ain't going to make it. Boy, I've been there a few times. Now listen, if you're here today lost, I pray that God gets you in that place. Where you could do nothing else or would do nothing else, but Lord, save me. You say, preacher, would he save me? Absolutely. And sometimes in our Christian life, when the storm comes. As I already mentioned this morning, I thought about Job. I thought, Lord, have mercy if I had to go through what Job went through. See, sometimes the storm comes to teach us. Sometimes the storm comes to help teach others. And sometimes when we create our own storm, I'm glad there's still a God there to help us, even if we create our own storm. Now, there may be some damage along the way, well, I'm glad he's got enough to help us in that storm, too. But to fear. See, their failure brought about the fear. Lord, we perish. If you feel like that this morning, there's one that can and will help you. Let me give you a couple of verses of Scripture, and I got to move on to my third and final point. We see their concern within their fear, and then we see their cry. Lord, save us. If you cry out unto Him today, He can help you. He will save you today if you're lost, and He will help you in the midst of your storm. 2 Timothy 1:7, one of my wife's favorite verses of Scripture, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 1 John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because, watch this, because fear hath torment. And he that feareth is not made perfect in love. I'm glad there's one that loves me today. I'm glad there's one that can take me through that storm, through that time when it gets rough. We see their failure, we see their fear, but number three, and I'm done, I see the faithfulness of the Savior. He didn't put these disciples on the ship. And if you'll notice in the other text, there was other little ships out there too. They had to go through that same storm. But I want you to notice the faithfulness of the Savior. He didn't put them on that ship to perish. He put them on that ship to teach them. I've already said this, but let me say it one more time before I close. The very storm that you might be going through this morning, you may be going through it for the reason of God teaching you something. Wouldn't it be a lot better for us in the midst of that storm to say, now, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? Lord, I don't want to miss what you're trying to teach me. Maybe it's simply this, just like those disciples. Why are you so fearful, O ye of little faith? Now, I don't believe that he's being harsh with his disciples. But what he is doing is saying, fellas, what happened to your faith? Hey, faith up on the mountain is easy. Is there not a song I think the McCamey is saying? Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. But it's when you get down in the valley. That's when faith is really put to the test. What are you going to do when the going gets rough? I see their failure, I see their fear, but as I said, I see the faithfulness of the Savior. You say, well, show it to me, preacher. Well, I'm so glad you asked. Let me give it to you quickly. We've already said, verse 26, he reminds them of their faith, or maybe lack of faith. Holy Ghost has had to come by me a few times and remind me my lack of. Huh? He reminds them of that lack of faith. You don't have to be fearful. God says, trust me. I'm glad he's trustworthy. He reminds them of their faith, secondly, in the faithfulness of the Savior. And listen, I'm glad that he reminds me of my faith. Because he lets us know through the Scriptures that if you and I have the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Preacher, I just don't know if I believe that. See, that's a problem. See, that's my problem. All of you know what a mustard seed is, what it looks like, don't you? If you don't, I'll bring some show to you. I mean, that you almost cannot see them. And God said if we had that kind of faith, we could say to this mountain, move yonder. It be removed. He reminds them of their lack of faith. He not only reminds them of their lack of faith, but notice, he responds to their cry.
Thank God for a God that responds to our cry.
You say, well, what do you say, preacher? Just as soon as they came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. Then he arose. He's laying there and said, what in the world happened to you boys' faith? I tell you what, boys, you just paddle this boat the best you can.
See, that's what most of us try and do anyhow.
Right.
Huh? Oh, we're trying our best to paddle that boat, paddle that boat, paddle that boat.
Yeah. And we can't paddle it nohow. I think I used the illustration. I went deep sea fishing one time, and we was on a kind of a situation like this, and I'm not going to get too far into that this morning, but I'll tell you what, that's a scary thing. Because you ain't got no control of nothing. You at the mercy of the captain. And wherever he takes that boat, thank God for the captain that charted the course that we're going to the other side. He not only reminds them, but then he responds to their cry. I wonder today, do we have anybody that's glad that God has responded to your cry? Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. Even in the times when I have failed, when I begin to cry to him, boy, I'm glad this morning he listens to that cry.
Amen.
Not only does he listen, but he responds. Man, he gets up. He reminds them of their faith. He responds to their cry. He rebukes the storm.
It wasn't no problem for him. Them old boys, if they had any buckets on board, there was a dashing water out. Somebody go back there and wake up Jesus. We're going to die.
But all he has to do is winds lay down, waves lay down, peace be still. I don't know about you, but I'm glad for the times. I'm glad for the times that he's rebuked the storm.
Yeah.
And brought peace to my soul. That's just God this morning. You say, preacher, you've been there? You better believe I've been there. And I've got to close, and I wish I had time to get into it farther, but I'm glad I've been able to experience in my own heart how God can rebuke the storm. He reminds them, he responds, he rebukes the storm, and lastly, he reveals his power to bring peace. And you know, the funny thing about all this is, I find kind of humorous, that last verse that I read. They've been with Jesus and have heard his teaching. They've seen his miracles. They wake him up. He responds. He rebukes. And they said, man, what manner of man is this? You know, sometimes we still don't get it. Huh? Sometimes we just still don't get it. Just how good God's been to us. And just how great he is. And just how powerful he is. What are you going to do when the going gets rough? Maybe you ought to ask it like this morning. What are you doing? What are you doing in the midst of your rough time? If you're looking for the world to the world this morning for your answers, friend, you're going to find they're going to fail you and fail you really bad. But I'm serving one this morning that can't fail.
Amen.
I may not understand it. And I may not get every lesson he wants me to learn. But I'm glad if he's charted the course, I'm glad it's going to be all right.
Amen.
And I'm glad in the midst of that storm he can step out and still speak, peace be still. Maybe that's what you need today. If you're here today lost, you need him as Savior. You need Him to still that storm in your heart and your life. That sin that's hindering you and heeding you from coming to the Savior. If you're here this morning going through the storm, how are you dealing with it? Trying to deal with it on your own? You got that bucket, you're trying to bail the water out as hard as you can go. But the harder you bail the water, the faster it's filling up. What you need to do is wake Jesus up. Come to Him. Matter of fact, He's already awake. You know what He is? He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. Brother Scotty, come get a song. Father, we love You this morning. Thank You for loving us. And Lord, the more I study Your Word, the more I look at these disciples and these kind of circumstances, Lord, I see my own life. And Lord, how I failed many times in my own Christian life to, Lord, truly look to You and trust You. Lord, to get my eyes off the storm and all the circumstances around me. Now, Lord, I don't know anybody's heart and I don't know anybody's life here today but my own. But there may be some folks going through some things today that, Lord, they're trying to bail that water out, but Lord, the harder they bail, the harder they row, the harder it seems to become. Father, I pray they might come to You today and just lay it at Your feet. Lord, they were concerned, they were fearful, they were concerned, but they cried out. Lord, You responded to their cry. I pray this morning if there's anyone here. And Lord, I don't really know what's happening, what they might be going through. But Lord, if they need to come to You, I pray they would. Maybe it's for their personal life. Maybe it's for their family. Maybe it's something that, Lord, I've not even made mention of, but Lord, through the work of the Holy Spirit this morning, God, You have spoke to their heart. And I pray this morning that, God, they just come laid at Your feet. I'm glad You are faithful. Glad You're trustworthy. And Lord, if there's one here today lost, God, they've never trusted You as their Savior, I pray. As this invitation is given, Lord, it's Your invitation, Lord, You give it. I pray they'd respond this morning and come and cry out to Thee, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Lord, if they'll do that, I know that You'll save them because You said You would. Now, Lord, You work in our hearts and our lives. And Lord, help us to be reminded again today when we go through those storms and those difficult times that, Lord, You're always there. I pray help us today. And it's in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. For just a moment as they play softly before